whenever you say something that does not go well with their hearing, they always do that. And Callisto, we are very much aware that he has been talking very much about the occupation of the land that belongs to his community as a member of the SPLM. And he was saying this is not what they fought for. And so the suspicion is that he has been picked by the national security agents. Although people are not able to verify, but many sources are saying he was picked by the national security forces because he has been speaking out about the issue of land, the issue of corruption, and so it is like they want to silence him.
Bishop, you are as well very vocal on these issues happening in the country. I've listened to some of your fiery summons on some of the issues close to the hearts of South Sudanese, with the abduction of the former mayor, Callisto Lado. Do you still have fire in your belly to speak about these issues? Because it's very terrifying that someone of his caliber could be picked and people don't know where he is.
It's not really terrifying to me, because maybe South Sudanese have been picked and some of them actually disappeared. And we know about it. And the present government is using this as a tool. The whole presence of the national security operatives in South Sudan is picking South Sudanese whenever they speak something that does not go well with them. Because the government is not having really the people in heart. And we've been saying it very, very seriously. Not only the issue of the rampant land grabbing in and around Juba, because the people are dissatisfied. The people are not paid salaries as they work. And so you have a citizen that is not liked by the government. And these citizens have no voice. They cannot say anything. And so in this case, we hear this day in, day out. And so it has become the order of the day. And so really this fire is still in us and we speak. But of course they don't listen. They don't listen and they will not listen.
It is my understanding that the head of state, President Salva Kiir, is your parishioner. Have you tried to talk to him about these issues?
Well, I think the president in many ways is not available to some of us. Whenever we get to him to discuss about these issues, he is not welcoming. And so there is no way you can do anything when somebody is not welcoming. And in this case, he will only welcome you for a photo. He will welcome you when you go to take photograph. Just to say, can you stand for a photograph?
And so with the backdrop of the abduction of the former mayor of Juba City, Callisto Lado, what is the church's message to those in power?
Callisto should be immediately released. That is the first message. And the second message, in case they have anything against him, they should array him in the court law. If South Sudan has laws at all, he should then be arrayed in the court to defend himself to why he has been humiliated in that manner in his own house. It's not fair at all for the government, the whole government, to abduct his own citizen. And in this matter, not only his own citizen, but also one of the former constitutional post holder, a member of the party. It is totally unfair, and we are really telling our government that they should not do that, as we are concluding the revitalized agreement. Supposedly there is going to be an election, which we are not sure whether there will be. This is a serene time that people should now be allowed to exercise their right to speak.
And what about your prophetic duty? Because the church, as it were, is to stand on behalf of those who have no powers to defend themselves.
Exactly. That's what we are saying, that the government of today does not recognize its own citizen. Because you have never found a government that doesn't pay its citizen, yet it allows them to suffer in their own eyes. And we spoke about this in several times. And you cannot find a government that does not have the people in heart. I mean, the government is the government of the people and for the people. But the government of today is for themselves, not for the people. And so this suffering in South Sudan is a man-made suffering and made by the government of the day. They did this and they continue to do it. John, people are suffering. The whole country, the whole South Sudan is bleeding.
Bishop, you've been very vocal. Have you been confronted by security agencies or government operatives in South Sudan? Because I listened to your speeches and your summons, and you don't mince your words.
Well, they are now using some of the church personnel to silence me, to silence some of us. Some of the members of the church are also being now infiltrated by the same government. And so you can hear clergymen coming to talk to me, but not the security men. Clergymen themselves are now being infiltrated. And this is the situation we are in now, Joe, that some of our church members will form themselves and they will come and say, you know, Bishop, you're not supposed to say this and you're not supposed to say this. Then I say, if I don't say this, what do I say then? What do I say?